This is Senator Al Simpson. Shouldn't all Americans have the critical right to know if their doctor or dentist can infect them with AIDS? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, so far only a very few Americans have died from contracting AIDS from their doctor or dentist, but with 7,000 healthcare professionals already testing positive to the HIV virus, we have no idea how many patients have been exposed. Many Americans feel they should have the right to know if these persons could give them AIDS. While the chance of contracting the disease from a health professional is so very slim, it remains a possibility as long as the public is kept in the dark. Ted, the best defense against AIDS is plain speaking and honesty. When other human lives are at stake, too, everyone should open up and fight this terrible, wasting disease head-on. It's ridiculous to lose an innocent life just because we won't talk about the problem. Absurd.
Al, the shocking case of the young woman in Florida who was infected with the AIDS virus by her dentist demonstrates the urgency of developing more effective ways to prevent such tragedies in the future. The health guidelines in effect in recent years should be tightened. It's a two-way street, Al. We need stronger regulations to prevent doctors and dentists from infecting their patients with the AIDS virus. But we also need stronger regulations to protect healthcare workers from being infected by patients who have the virus. The current situation is unacceptable on both sides. Patients are increasingly worried about their doctor's HIV status, and doctors are increasingly worried about their patient status. The U.S. Public Health Service has just proposed new guidelines to deal with the problem in a responsible way. Some politicians would rather fan public fears with half-baked remedies that make the problem worse. I hope you're not one of those, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on putting fly-by-night gun dealers out of business. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.